Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
All right. Well, I want to ask you guys advice on something that I was exposed to over the holidays. And this was right after Christmas when it was Katie and myself and two of our best friends went to the mall and we went shopping, right? So we were going, just hanging out, looking for sales and stuff. And then the conversation, and this is so random, but of professional organizers. Like, I never thought twice about people who carried, and I'm talking about the physical professional organizers that you carry in your hand, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, not people that... That's
not the
job.
People that do it. Okay. It's actually the physical paper organizers, you know, like, because I tend to still have a paper calendar, but I don't have the full on organizer open up. Have the sections and everything. Yeah.
Yours is no, so
that's
organized.
That's what you need right no, there.
Like what you had in high school to write down your assignments in.
No, this is a cult. Okay. Oh, this is a cult because because my best friend said, you know what? She needed to get hers fixed. Okay. So I didn't understand what that meant. So there, we went into a store that I didn't realize that there were stores dedicated solely to professional organizers. So
a whole store
because
yeah.
We're Perimeter Mall.
Yeah. Franklin Covey.
Is that where
that's
I was
what it's called? Yes.
Where I was in this vortex of, you know, I don't know, obsessed women and men in there that were just so taken by everything that was on the shelves. And I'm telling you, Bert, you walk in the door,
mm-hmm.
and it's nothing but professional organizers from
Here's where you and I differ on it. Like, I admire a store like that for people that can actually be disciplined enough to be that organized. Like, you could put anything in that store in my hands or your hands, and it won't do us any good because
right.
you inevitably have to organize the organizer
exactly.
by yourself,
right?
Which you and I don't have that skill,
right?
But like producer Tracy, or the fact that there are things out there that are like that, make our lives so much easier.
But let me tell you about Tracy's birthday. We gave her $1,000 a container store, and you would have thought that we parked a new Mercedes.
But
in
let
the
me
garage.
Tell you though. But see the cult thing that comes in with this is that people like producer Tracy, who is one of the most organized people I know, would be recruiting people into her fold of organization.
It can't happen.
I'm wondering about that because we were there, okay, with my friend who was getting her organizer fixed, which mm-hmm. I think was code for let's suck them in the store and see which one of these girls we can get. So mm-hmm. Katie and I go in there, and sure enough, Katie is in the back with one of the sales reps and my best friend's girlfriend, and they're going over organizers. And so Katie bought this really nice, really beautiful, like fabric covered professional organizer that's in the back of my car right now. Downstairs.
She doesn't use it.
Yeah.
She doesn't even use it. But I'm fascinated, but there's a whole store, and then my friend was going to get hers fixed because they had to screw in the screws and the binding came out or something. I think
there's a real mentality to being a good organizer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have came to the conclusion a long time ago in watching Tracy, actually, that my mind just doesn't organize things the way Tracy's does. Mm-hmm. I will never, ever, ever have that ability to do that. And you could put a $1,000 binder in front of me, organizer, and it would end up just looking like this in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know where to put all the papers.
Bert's holding up his that is a mess, and it was like but from 1988.
Yeah. But that's fine for you.
And
that's
it works for me.
And I think mostly creative types and creative people are less organized. Your brain just doesn't mm-hmm. function in the same way as people who are super organized people.
That's the excuse
and super,
I use.
Super OCD organized, mm-hmm. like anal-retentive people are much more linear and less creative. So it's okay.
I guess I was just like with this, I get like Container Store and stores like that, organizing your home or whatever. But just the fact that this big store at Perimeter Mall mm-hmm. was nothing
oh,
but
yeah.
these.
And thank God for them.
And it was packed and people were all into it. And there's it's almost like this club, like they were in the know and they had little code words. And they got, I mean, and each year they got, I mean, it was, anyway, I ran out of that store as fast as I could.
There were years ago when producer Tracy would come on the air and we would talk about her organization, and she's so OCD over the top that I came home one day and Stacy and I started thinking about getting Tracy some professional help for it. And then I thought, why?
<That's>
this
awesome.
Is what she yeah, this is awesome for the show. Yeah. If we get
she
her help and she's healthy.
Easier.
That makes our lives way more difficult. We're not gonna have that.
The Bird Show.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.